Novak Djokovic's Australia visa saga goes on and on. By Nathaniel Charles on January 12, 2022. Novak Djokovic released a statement Wednesday in which he admitted to knowingly attending a media interview last month after testing positive for coronavirus. The Serbian tennis superstar said the interview and photo shoot was with French sports paper L'Equipe and he attended while knowingly having coronavirus on the 18th of December. The player, currently ranker number one in the world, did however insist he cancelled all other interviews and he ensured he was socially distanced and wore a mask except when his photograph was taken. Djokovic did not apologize but said attending the interview in his tennis center in Belgrade was an error in judgment. He added he felt obliged to attend so he didn't let the journalist down. In the statement, Djokovic further denied he attended any other events while knowingly testing positive, which included a basketball game and children's tennis competition in Belgrade. He also branded other narratives as misinformation. This positive PCR test, taken on the 16th of December, has however been revealed to be the reason why Djokovic was able to initially obtain a vaccine medical exemption to enter Australia. Djokovic was detained and had his visa revoked by the Australian Border Force after he was initially denied entry into Australia for the Australian Open tennis competition, following the rejection of his medical vaccine exemption, on 6 January 2022. On Monday, Australian Circuit Court Judge Anthony Kelly ordered Djokovic to be released from an enforced quarantine hotel in Melbourne, ruling that Djokovic's vaccine medical exemption, that being testing positive for coronavirus on the 16th of December, was valid. This, however, has not guaranteed that Djokovic can stay in Australia, and the Immigration Minister Alex Hawke has said he is considering cancelling his new visa due to incorrect information being supplied. The second half of Djokovic's Instagram statement focused on an error made on his travel declaration. Djokovic blamed a team member of making a human error when ticking the wrong box declaring Djokovic's previous travel, as recent social media posts revealed Djokovic had traveled to Spain. The box ticked indicated that Djokovic had not, or would not, travel in the 14 days before taking his flight to Melbourne. Djokovic said his team was in contact with the Australian authorities about this but declined to comment any further due to utmost respect for the Australian government. Finishing the statement, Djokovic said he just wanted the opportunity to compete against the best players in the world and perform before one of the best crowds in the world.